As I often do, I am pulling some tarot cards, some oracle cards, and my intention when I pulled them was to ask for additional information that wants to come through spirit around the solstice activation, around this, the great conjunction that we are experiencing now. And I want to say that in the audio I did, there was a lot of words, a lot of concepts. But the thing is that what's happening is a transmission. It's a transmission that in time will start to unfold in you, and you will be able to bring a lot of creative, dynamic action to change your life in tangible, practical, meaningful ways out of the energy that you are bringing through, absorbing, grounding, assimilating. And I sent the audio of a meditation that will just support this process for you. So it's interesting, the cards that I pulled, I pull them blindly, right? They're amazingly attuned. So the first deck I used is called the Wild Kuan Yin Oracle. And it was fun because I felt like, oh, this is an Aquarius card. Uniquely you, the more we are willing to become authentic rather than conventional, that's very Aquarian, the more we will need to eschew conditioning in favor of aliveness. Be willing to run the risk of being authentic so that you can live from your heart and experience real joy. Then the next cards I pulled were the Mythic Goddess Tarot, which I love. And the first card I pulled was something called Ecstasy. And you kind of can't make this up. Really, this is just in a different way saying what I said in the astrology reading. This beautiful goddess of ecstasy brings the powerful infusion of love. She is emotional breakthrough into new dimensions of feeling. Her haloed mandala shines loving wisdom and the light of consciousness, permeating the emotional depths. She brings cleansing, healing, and nourishment. Open to her abundant blessings that are breaking through the primal seas into your life, and be uplifted to new emotional heights. Love is all around you and flowing through you. Let this flow raise you in buoyancy to fully experience love's ecstasy. That is so perfect for this solstice. Perfect. The next one was a card called Earth Crone Ascension. The radiant crone of Earth represents the ascension of the body, her very cells transmuted to light. She is the warrior goddess aligned with the passionate Earth, breaking old stories and shifting behaviors. She brings opportunities of new consciousness, heart, mind, and body. She shifts the DNA through her transformative power. The Earth Crone brings you the power of change and ascension while still embodied. She is here to assist you in letting go of the old in yourself so the identity you have held dear can be released and transmuted into new DNA and new form. Welcome the shift and let your world ascend into integration and healing. Another way of describing this alignment that's happening. And then the last card that I pulled from this deck was in the Major Arcana, Alchemy, Bridget. And she's associated with Sagittarius. And I talked briefly about the Sagittarius eclipse. And again, that eclipse cauldron from November 30th to December 14th, we were doing a lot of clearing, in case you hadn't felt it, getting ready for all this new energy to come in through the solstice, between December 12th and the solstice, a gateway of a lot of new energy. So, and then here is a card around Sagittarius, Alchemy. Bridget, the great mother goddess of Ireland. I just want to make sure this is recording. Yes. Is the Celtic goddess of fire. She brings healing, inspiration, and divination. The powerful alchemy that is the dynamic combination of forces. Poetry, music, art, and metalsmithing are her gifts. She is the goddess of herbal healing, born with a flame ascending from her head, eternally connected to the universe. She is the divine creative spark, the perfect synergy and alchemy of ideas and forces that coalesce into art, beauty, and form. Bridget is cloaked in her power, standing over a boiling cauldron of creativity. And I spoke about the eclipse as being a cauldron, generating fertility and new life. We had a new moon, super new moon eclipse, new life. She brings the Sagittarius fire of insight and regeneration in communication with the spirit world. Through her hands, the beauty of artistic creation comes to earth in blessing and wisdom. Bridget inspires you to find your own divine creative spark of inspiration and let it blend in alchemy with the creative forces to manifest power and beauty in your world. She assures you that success of your creative attempts will result, inspiring you to succeed as the artist and creator you truly are. So that's amazing. Not all these cards are as positive as you would think. I mean, these cards that I pulled are incredibly positive and very descriptive of the astrology of now. And it's just a different way of being the spirit being able to communicate with you. And the last card I pulled, Universal Love Guidebook. And the card is Transience. It is possible to transcend a current difficulty by shifting your awareness and focus. Love can help you rise above all obstacles. It will help you to see things from a higher perspective, and your problems will seem very different from a different perspective. Now, you might notice that this whole Aquarian conjunction, the great conjunction in Aquarius between Saturn and Jupiter, is all about seeing things from a different perspective, bringing higher love in. So it's interesting, this card came up. And so it's inviting you, this card, to sit quietly in meditation and imagine streams of crystal-colored light flowing down upon you. And feel this light pouring into each of your seven energy centers. So I'm just going to suggest that you imagine this light coming from the womb of the universe, from the light of the sun that's at the womb of the center of the womb of the universe. And I'd like you to imagine in the base of your spine, your root chakra, a red flower that opens up. And at your sacral chakra, below your navel, imagine a beautiful orange-colored flower opening up. And in your solar plexus, above your navel, a beautiful yellow flower opening. And in your heart chakra, right at the center of your chest, green flower and also pink flowers opening. Pouring forth their fragrance, their softness. And in your throat chakra, a light blue flower opening. At your third eye, in your forehead, indigo. See an indigo colored flower opening. And at the crown, at the top of your head, a violet and white light, multi-dimensional lotus flower opening. And imagine these flowers opening to receive the sun's light. And imagine flowers around the world in waves opening to receive the light of the sun, to absorb the fragrance, to absorb the light, and to release this light as fragrance and beauty and color. Thank you. So that meditation was in the cards. I enhanced it just a bit. So enjoy the solstice and remember, this is a transmission. And as much as you can be in nature and quiet and let yourself be present inside of your own being and quiet, you will feel these flowers opening. You will feel the light of the sun in your veins. Imagine it as liquid light. Seeding you with a light of unconditional love from the heart of the universe, transmitting a new frequency for you to create with moving forward. You don't have to know what it is right now. Just experience it and ground it. Thanks. Bye for now.